watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AmericanJournalInfoWars.com, band.video. Gerald Celente will be joining me in the third hour of today's episode, and we have a lot of, as always, stories to cover and videos to show you, folks. On the docket today, we will be talking about Biden's new $6 trillion budget proposal. $6 trillion, breaking that down. We're going to spend a lot of time on the several hearings that took place yesterday. Senators and congressmen questioning people like Anthony Fauci and Chipman, the proposal for the ATF leader who wants to ban basically all guns in America. Truly some incredible stuff. A lot to cover. Your phone calls as well, of course. All to look forward to in today's episode. But first, I want to start with a special video. It is the Titans of Liberty with their latest music video, Alex Who. They have a new channel on band.video. Go there. Share it. They've been kicked off of everywhere else. Let's make sure they have a home at InfoWars. Here are Titans of Liberty with their song, Alex Who.
Now that Alexander Emmerich Jones, or Alexander E. Jones, is now your 46th president, now that to call world leaders, we're beginning the transition.
Step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Boy, this is war. I get info by the minute. Commies get the chopper, you're a traitor. Not afraid to die, cause when I die, I'm going to heaven. False flags everywhere, inside job, 9-11. The media's the virus, they just wanna fry us. Track and control, and the devil's right behind it. You can call me crazy, but I'm crazy like a fox. Band.video, we ain't watching Fox.
And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning your food. They're poisoning the air. But we don't even care. Fauci and Gates made a big mistake. I won't cover my mouth. I won't cover my face. And that's what makes America great. With America, it's off with your face. Try to oppress, this ain't the place. We will defend its amazing grace. How sweet the sound and the freedom of taste. Move, bitch, get out my way. You bitch and moan like AOC. When people see me, they wanna be free. But stop the stealer, we won't be in a tank in Washington, D.C. Screaming, let my people be free.
Looks like you lost another one.
I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. I step up in the spot like my name was Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones. Alex who? Alex Jones.
And it's the sword of truth that is going to slice the lies in our declaration that we are in charge of this planet, not the globalists and not their machines. So to Jeff Bezos and all the globalist technocrats and Tim Cook and their slave camps in China and all their evil they try to cover up with Black Lives Matter, Marxism, and the cop killing, I say to you, your technocracy is dead on arrival.
People are always asking, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Well, what have you done? Don't ask me what can you do. Ask me what. Let me ask you, what have you done?
By the way, I'm in there watching. We're going to save the country. Guys like this are going to do it.
Come in like this on every waking moment. Trapped and traced and scared. It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got
double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beats, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You've got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. A lot to cover in today's program. Your calls, Gerald Celente, so many videos, and gosh, so many stories to cover. I'm very excited to get to all of them. Let's begin, shall we, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 27th of May, 2021. Biden to propose a $6 trillion budget to boost the middle class and infrastructure. President Biden will propose a $6 trillion budget on Friday that would have that would take the United States to its highest sustained level of federal spending since World War II, while running deficits above $1.3 trillion for the next decade. The growth is driven by Mr. Biden's two-part agenda to upgrade the nation's infrastructure and substantially expand the social safety net contained in his American Jobs Plan and American Families Plan, along with other planned increases in discretionary spending. Total debt held by the public would more than exceed the annual value of economic output, rising to 117% of the size of the economy in 2031. By 2024, debt as a share of the economy would rise to its highest levels in American history, eclipsing the World War II era record. If Mr. Biden's plans were enacted, the government would spend what amounts to nearly a quarter of the nation's total economic output every year over the course of the next decade. It would collect tax revenues equal to just under one-fifth of the total economy. Just mind-blowing. The Biden forecast continues to show his administration has little fear of rapid inflation breaking out across the economy, despite recent data showing a quick jump in prices as the economy reopens after a year of suppressed activity amid the pandemic. Under the Biden team's projections, consumer prices never rise faster than 2.3% per year, and the Federal Reserve only gradually raises interest rates from their current rock-bottom levels in the coming year. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just like, yeah, we'll go ahead and spend more than we make every year for the next 10 years, and somehow that'll work out. Just a quick reminder, the Great Reset is all about totally enslaving you through the use of debt. Debt is their primary weapon. The IMF, the World Bank, this is the way they control people, through debt, whether it's personal debt or governmental debt. There's a reason they call it usury. You are being used. You are being taken advantage of. You're being sucked dry. It's all about creating a neo-feudal system where advancement into the higher stages of income is impossible because you are constantly living on debt. Remember, you'll own nothing, have no privacy, but you'll be happy. That's what they tell you. San Francisco allows children to consent to COVID vaccines without their parents knowing. The city and county of San Francisco, California, has issued an order of the health officer that explicitly allows minors to consent to receive the COVID-19 vaccine and legally allows medical providers in the city to rely on that consent. And maybe this is another little Pandora's box that we should leave closed. Maybe we should just stick to the idea that children cannot consent to anything without their parents' permission. I mean, why not? Hey, if they can consent to medical procedures, what else can they consent to? What else is this opening up the door for? Just incredible. Maybe we'll do a man on the street where I just go around and try to get children away from their parents so I can inject them with something. We'll see how that goes over with parents, because apparently for the parents of San Francisco, That's totally fine. Just go let your young, impressionable child, ignorant, naive, innocent as they are, let them make their medical decisions and not even tell you about it. It's absolutely mind-blowing. The Biden ATF nominee, David Chipman, says he supports banning AR-15. AR-15s, basically, he wants to ban every gun in America, more or less. And we'll show you the videos from these hearings later in the program. The most upsetting thing about all of this, the man looks like a South Park character. The man looks like the Hardly Boys from the South Park episode, and I can't get it out of my head. No, I'm sorry. The worst thing is that he's actually a former ATF agent who was involved in the massacres at Waco and Ruby Ridge, and now he's telling you, you don't need any guns. He's probably very proud of what he did there, burning women and children alive because they stood up to their government. Just incredible. We'll show you these videos later in the program. Facebook reverses ban on claims that COVID was man-made months after asserting it was debunked. Facebook has announced that it's reversing a policy that banned posts which claimed COVID-19 was man-made just months after asserting that the theory had been debunked. Oh, it'd been debunked. A baseless, wild-eyed conspiracy theory. Totally debunked. Now, I'm just glad. Thank you, Facebook. Thank you for telling us we can think about this now. I'm so glad now that we have massive faceless corporations that determine what we are and are not allowed to think about, what we're allowed to consider to be a potential topic of discussion or not. So congratulations, America. You can think about this now. We have permission. We have permission to think about this. Thank you, Facebook. We can think and talk about something that we've known to be true for a year. Senate preparing $10 billion bailout for Jeff Bezos's space firm. Now that Jeff Bezos' space flight company Blue Origin has lost a multi-billion dollar contract to Elon Musk's SpaceX, Congress is prepping the ground for Bezos to win a contract anyway, ordering NASA to make not one, but two awards. The order would come through the Endless Frontier Act, a bill to beef up resources for science and technology research. It's being debated on the Senate floor this week. An amendment was added to the legislation by Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington to hand over $10 billion to NASA. Money that would likely go to Blue Origin, a company that's headquarters in Cantwell's home state. Her amendment is no sure bet, though. Looks like Bernie Sanders is actually standing up to eliminate this $10 billion, saying, quote, "It does not make a lot of sense to me why we would provide billions of dollars to a company owned by the wealthiest guy in America." Couldn't agree more, Mr. Sanders. Could not agree more. This man who has made off like a bandit, especially since the pandemic, where he's seen Amazon profits like double and triple in some cases, and has gotten a large, large chunk of those trillions of dollars forcibly transferred from the middle class to the upper class during the pandemic by shutting down all of his competitors and then subsidizing his shipping costs through Amazon. But it's great. You know, the American taxpayers will be robbed from their pockets, $10 billion, and that'll be sent towards this weird worm, cockroach-eating scumbag's completely narcissistic drive to try to beat Elon Musk in space travel. We'll just go ahead and give him $10 billion of our money. Meanwhile, Amazon to buy MGM Studio, home to James Bond, for $8.4 billion. Oh, yeah. They're so desperate for money, they're paying $9 billion for a movie studio. Yeah, Amazon now acquiring movie studio MGM in a deal worth $8.5 billion. And again, why not? Why not have Amazon create your food, create your clothes? They'll own your house. They'll run your corner store. They'll make your movies. They'll make your TV shows. They'll run your internet. And if you ever step out of line, they'll eliminate you from all of it, ban you from all of it. Yeah. It's like, Sauron buying the MGM studio. Just great. Iran bans Bitcoin mining as its city suffers blackouts and power shortages. The Iranian capital of Tehran and several other large cities have faced daily power outages, and officials are blaming it in part on Bitcoin mining. A majority of the energy consumption from Bitcoin mining is coming from illegal miners or those operating without licenses, government officials say. Around 4.5% of all Bitcoin mining globally between January and April of this year took place in Iran, according to blockchain analytics firm Elliptic. So that puts it in at least the top 10 countries in the world mining Bitcoin. And the government itself actually is mining a lot of Bitcoin in conjunction with the government of China, but they're banning private mining there in Iran. Texas lawmakers are passing a bill requiring a national anthem to be played by pro sports teams, which is all right. It's all right. We'll get into that a little bit more later in the program. An Ohio town has voted to become a sanctuary for the unborn by banning abortions. The FDA has now granted emergency use authorization for a COVID-19 antibody drug. Oh, yeah, and by the way, do you know the Senate is now allowing chimeras to be created? Yeah, we'll cover that on the other side, too.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine and don't think it's safe. Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, and it's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to banned.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. From now through the weekend, there's a new sale on at InfowarsStore.com. It's the Memorial Day Mega Sale, and it's here. It's the biggest sale of the year. It's up to 50% off, plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. I thought it might be the biggest sale of the year. I was saying yesterday when I first saw this sale, these are discounts that you don't see very often, especially not on the number of products that you see. Maybe we'll have one or two products on sale, you know, in particular. Maybe one will be back in stock and we'll want to get you a discount on that. But here, practically everything on the store is on sale. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock and 40% off, as is Pollen Block. Super Male Vitality is now 50% off. Prostaguard is 40% off. Alpha Powers, 50% off. Ultra 12, Vaso Beats are both 50% off. And you even get $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. And, of course, the iconic, the Ionic. It will, the soon-to-be iconic, but for now simply Ionic Fizzy Magnesium Drink is available now for $19.95. There's never been a more crucial time to take a stand in the fight for our republic. Globalist censorship and attacks are at an all-time high as efforts to shut down your First and Second Amendments come to the fore. It's our duty and honor to have honor those who have fallen defending our God-given rights and freedom by fighting back against the tyrannical globalist agenda being propagated by the leftist Democrats. That's why your support is so crucial. Your support of these products is a 360 win. You get a super high quality item and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. Don't miss out on the biggest sale of the entire year happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. In honor of Memorial Day. That's so true. I should have gotten, you know, there's so many memes out there these days where it's like the soldiers that fought in World War II and World War I, and it's like some anti-fascist, Antifa person being like, yeah, my brother, another anti-fascist. And then it's just like, oh, really? Oh, really? You want to know what that guy believed? You want to hear what his opinions are? The average soldier that fought in World War II or World War I, the generations before us were not subject to decades of government school indoctrination telling them that their people and their history are evil and that they must commit civilizational suicide as repentance for their forefathers. No, they were confident, forthright, honest, good, brave, died to create the country that we are now squandering, or rather that is being pilfered away from us by these little weirdos. I want that clip of the that veteran walking down the parade, and he's like, get me a gun, I'll shoot these people right now. He's so mad. It's all these people protesting a veterans parade. So anyway, we're just trying to stand up for the values, the ideology, the beliefs and morality that America once stood for, that we once fought for, that we once spread around the globe, that we invented and then became the worldwide standard for freedom. That's what I think people really don't understand. America is a flash in the pan if we lose this all. Before America, for 2,000 years, there hadn't been a republic of any dominance. 2,000 years. Since Julius Caesar became emperor, that was the end of the Roman Republic. And from that point on, it was kings and emperors and czars, sultans, popes. There's no republic, and America comes along, reinvents the republic, reinvents human liberty and the idea of a citizen rather than a subject. And this idea is so powerful it spreads around the globe like wildfire, like brush fire through a dry field. And now it's as if it's totally standing. You know, it's these things that people – because we're born into this civilization, people just take it for granted. When in reality, there's no reason why America had to become a republic. Like, none of this was inevitable. It's not just natural that humans just understand that democracy and representative government is the ideal form of leadership or government in general. It's not like that took hundreds and hundreds of years of refining and philosophizing and trying things out and bloody war. And now it's everywhere. You're welcome, world. You're welcome, by the way, from us here in America, who invented it. Now it's the standard. Now everybody understands, except for the Chinese and, you know, a few others. But that's what's being stolen. So if the Great Reset happens, if, you know, cabal of millionaires and trillionaires are able to achieve their dreams of having a completely debt-based, totally technocratically dominated panopticon, constant surveillance, constant, what's the word, like constantly renting things, right? This is the world they want to create. You won't own your house, you'll rent an apartment. You won't own your phone, you'll rent your phone. You won't own your car, you'll rent your car. Everything will be rented except for that which you can consume. Then it's there and it's gone, but you won't own anything. That's not mince words. They don't even couch it in fancy words. They say you will own nothing. All that means is they are monopolizing ownership itself. They'll still own everything. They'll still have plenty of privacy, just like they'll still have armed guards around them. You won't have property. You won't have privacy. You won't have protection, but they will. How do you become them? How do you go from being a serf to a lord? Well, you really can't. Your one hope would be undying and somehow valuable service to the lords. This is how it works. That's what they're trying to re-implement. So what they're trying to re-implement with the Great Reset is a form of feudalism. It is a form of slavery. It's a form of serfdom and control and a stratification of the society into the controllers and the controlled. And this is a direct rebuke of the American Revolution, which shattered that paradigm which had gripped the entire world for thousands of years. If we fail, if we let America fall, we take the rest of the world with us, we're just back in that situation. Freedom is not inevitable. Democracy, the republic, is not a foregone conclusion. It's not something that just happens. It had to be created. It had to be molded, manufactured out of the ashes of the old world. And we'll be right back in it. And this whole experience of American freedom and civil liberties and upward progression and everyone being equal under the law, it'll be gone. And it'll be just like the days before America. So on this Memorial Day weekend, we like to remember those values that the soldiers of our history actually fought for and died to give us. And we honor their sacrifice by maintaining what they gave us, by conserving it and expanding it, not by letting it slip through our fingers or be secreted out of our pockets while we're not looking.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking over the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage. And I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95. That's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract. And it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, VasoBeets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in, DNA Force is back in, Ultra 12 is back in, Super Male Vitality is back in, and they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. FazoB, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it posts the InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, it's full-on attack by the globalists. Full frontal assault going on right now. Of course, we know the ways that they have chipped away slowly but inevitably destroyed our First Amendment. Having checked that off the list, they're coming for our second. Biden ATF nominee Dave Chipman says he supports banning AR-15s. He's a former ATF agent who was reportedly involved in the massacres at Waco and Ruby Ridge before cashing in as an anti-gun lobbyist for billionaire Michael Bloomberg. He said Wednesday he supports banning the most popular rifle in America. He said a lot more than that. And again, the overwhelming sense you get from all of these little talks they have with the worms is an overwhelming sense of slime. So it's just all so slimy. Just listen to this guy. We're going to play a couple clips for you now. First, going to play Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas asking if Biden's ATF nominee, David Chipman, can actually define an assault weapon. And again, I always talk about this, but this, what you're about to see is the value and importance of representative republic. I always think back to a time early on in the Syrian conflict when Obama was still president and Rand Paul was questioning John Kerry. And he just kept trying to get him to answer the question, is it right that the American government can use a drone to assassinate an American citizen? That was the question he was trying to ask and trying to get. I think it was John Kerry to answer. It may have been another representative of the military-industrial complex. But the guy couldn't answer. He could not answer it. Because obviously the answer is no. The obvious, overwhelmingly apparent answer is no, it's not okay that the American government can assassinate dissidents with a drone without any due process. Of course that's the answer, but Obama's administration did that. And they were going to continue to do that. So he can't say no. He has to say yes, but he can't say yes because of how wrong the question is. So the point is that what you got instead was a long, rambling line of BS.
When the threat matrix reaches a threshold past which we believe that imminent threats are, blah, blah, and it's just like, well, the answer is no. So you can stop saying all those other words because the answer is no, it's not right.
And to me, it was like a sort of awakening. I was like, oh, this is why we elect our representatives. Because when you're a slick talking, well-educated, highly funded, you know, billionaire, elitist, member of Skull and Bones, you can basically justify anything. You can weasel word your way out of anything. You can claim anything is moral and good because you've got all the right words to do it. But sometimes what we need is that simple, common man, common sense, slicing through all of the rhetoric that just says, here's my question, answer it or don't. So, long little sort of long-winded intro to this video, but I think you'll get why, as I show you these videos, that I wanted to bring that up, because it's the same energy that you're about to see. What is an assault rifle?
We can go by definitions that are,
and it's just like, well, you're the one that wants to ban it, so define it, but all you're going to get are weasel words and bureaucratic rigmarole to disguise the fact that it's very simple what's happening. They're coming for your guns. They don't want you, the American people, to be armed. And this guy, Chipman, actually is taking photos, standing on top of these smoldering ruins of the grave of something like 80 children and women who were burned to death by the ATF for ostensibly having guns. He was so proud of that, he took a picture of it. He's posing for it. Like a hunter standing over the carcass of a deer. Prideful of his participation in the incineration of entire families. And now he wants to take your guns. It's as simple as that. So here is Senator Tom Cotton just trying to get him to define what an assault rifle is. 16, yeah.
There are not criminal consequences. I want to turn to a second matter now, Mr. Chipman. You have called for an assault weapons ban. I have a simple question for you. What is an assault weapon?
Senator, an assault weapon would be, in the context of the question you asked, what Congress defines it as.
So you're asking us to ban assault weapons. We have to write legislation. Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it? If you were the head of the ATF, how have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
Senator, if I'm confirmed as ATF director, my recollection is the only process by which ATF has weighed in is that I know there's a demand letter 3 program which requires multiple reports, multiple sale reports on the southwestern border. And ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
So you believe that every weapon that takes a detachable magazine that can take a .22 round or .556 in military parlance should be defined as an assault weapon?
Let me clarify. What I believe I just said is any semi-automatic rifle.
Any semi-automatic rifle.
What?
That's the definition. A detachable magazine that takes a 5.56 or 22 round should be defined as an assault weapon.
Senator, you asked me if ATF had used this term, and I was sharing with you my knowledge of a program in which ATF has defined this term, and it is in the Demand Letter 3 program, and that rifle is a semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine with a round greater than a 22 caliber, and in those cases, firearms dealers on the southwest border are required to make a multiple sale report to ATF.
I'm amazed that that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today. Let me put it this way. If I wanted to buy an assault weapon, and I walked into Walmart or Cabela's or some other firearm dealers, and I looked up on the wall where they were labeling their weapons, would there be a label on the wall for assault weapon?
I don't believe, Senator, and thank you for this question, that the firearms industry has used the term assault rifle in their marketing since there was a ban on it. It was after that that they changed their use of the term assault rifle to the modern sporting rifle.
Well, so I've been in Walmarts and I've been in Cabela's, and I've seen that you can find sections for pistols or handguns or for shotguns or for rifles because those are actual kinds of firearms. I think our exchange here illustrates that there really is no such thing as an assault weapon. That is a term that was manufactured by liberal lawyers and pollsters in Washington to try to scare the American people into believing that the government should confiscate weapons that are wildly popular for millions of Americans to defend themselves and their families and their homes.
Truly incredible. Saying any semi-automatic rifle with a detachable magazine with bullets larger than basically the smallest type of bullet that you can easily find. It's not a varmint bullet. It's a 22 or bigger. Yeah, there he is standing over the charred carcasses of people who disagreed with him and didn't want to give up their guns. I'm going to show a few more videos from this very same hearing when we get back on the other side. There he is, David Chipman, showing you what will happen if he doesn't get his way. Don't worry. You don't need to be armed, folks. The government will take care of you. They'll take real good care of you. We've said it for a while, folks. It's coming. They're coming for your guns. I mean, call it what you want. That's what's happening.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You've got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Vazo-V, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha! I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. The PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We've got a lot of coronavirus news to cover today as well. As some rather strange science news. I don't know. I wish I could be a normie sometimes. Not really, right? Because when you're awake to all this stuff, it's frustrating dealing with people that aren't aware of what's going on and don't seem to have any interest in what's going on and just sort of take what they hear at face value and just sort of go about their day, not looking into anything, not second guessing anything, not questioning anything. But just right now we have, obviously they are slaughtering the First Amendment, just wholesale destruction of the First Amendment by merging big tech and the surveillance military industrial intelligence apparatus to completely violate your First, Fourth, Fifth Amendment rights. But you also have now the Second Amendment rights they're coming after by basically claiming every gun in America is an assault gun and must be removed, or else it's your fault that psychopaths commit mass shootings. They're going after the First Amendment. They're going after the Second Amendment. They're destroying your privacy. They're destroying your ability to own anything. They are causing insane racial strife, which is then being enacted into law. They're defunding the police. At the very same time, the Senate is now allowing the creation of human-animal chimeras, and scientists are telling us that the most important thing we could be doing right now is creating AI to fight our wars, and that AI will be the basically the equivalent of nuclear weapons in terms of an arms race happening between ourselves and China going into the future. And it's not a coincidence that all these things are happening at once. Like, I would love if I just thought all these were just little separate things happening one at a time, that they weren't all intricately interconnected. They weren't all relying on one another in order for all of it to occur. I wish I could not see the constellation of tyranny that is drawn between these little points of information that we're gathering. So we'll talk about all that and more in today's program. But let's go to, of course, the guardian of all of our rights, the Second Amendment. That's now attempting to be totally destroyed by the Democrats in office. And in particular, the new ATF nominee, Dave Kipman. I don't know. I mean, he was at Waco, right? So I'm not wrong if I call him mass murderer Dave Kipman. Can I call him a mass murderer? In my opinion, he's a mass murderer. So here we're gonna talk to this guy. Look, he's a fan of Holocaust, okay? He's a fan of burned offerings to the gods of control. Here's a video that was posted by the NRA, clip number 12. If you're wondering how radical Biden's ATF nominee David Chipman is, watch Senator Ted Cruz's questioning of him. Here it is.
15 is one of, if not the most popular rifle in America. It's not a machine gun. It's a rifle. Your public position is that you want to ban AR-15s.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the president.
Senator Feinstein had a bill to ban some 2,000 specified rifles and other firearms in her bill, which a supermajority of senators voted against in a Democratic Senate. You said that bill didn't go far enough and you wanted an even broader ban to ban. You said it didn't go far enough. Is that right?
Senator, thanks for that question and the ability to clarify. What I did say is that Senator Feinstein's bill did not address those firearms that are currently in the possession of Americans.
You mean that you don't just want to ban the manufacturer of those rifles. You don't just want to make it illegal to sell those rifles. But you want to actively have government go after the people who currently possess firearms, and if they don't register and submit to all of the onerous restrictions of the National Firearms Act, presumably confiscate their weapons?
Senator, what I've said publicly is that as an advocate, I prefer a system where the AR-15 and other assault weapons are regulated under the National Firearms Act.
It's just the way these people talk. The way these people talk is so infuriating. It's not confusing what he said. He said her bill didn't go far enough in addressing the AR-15s that were already in the possession of people. Yeah, he wants to confiscate guns, okay? He can spend 2 minutes saying things that aren't that, but that's the answer. Why didn't he just say it? That's a question worth asking. Why doesn't he just say, yeah, we're going to come to your house and take your AR-15? That's the same reason so many Democrats conceal their true intentions. And this isn't even speculation. Later in the program, we'll be talking about Mackenzie Kelly, city councilwoman here in Austin. Now, the person she was up against is a big fat baked potato named Jimmy Flanagan, who, by the way, as soon as he lost his city council race, was immediately given a six-figure job by the city of Austin. So that's what happens if you lose a race as a Democrat, right? Lose a race as a Democrat, they just immediately give you a cushy, like, two-day-a-week, no-show job for hundreds of thousands of dollars on the taxpayer's dime. But that's beside the point. Jimmy Flanagan had a campaign organizer who had his DMs leaked, and in these DMs, he was saying, yeah, you know, our positions, like, we are radical socialists. We are trying to implement a takeover revolution to create a socialist utopia in Austin, basically admitting, yeah, but we have to take more conservative, like, democratic center positions to get elected. Oh, but once we're elected, then our real plans will come into fruition. actually had friends that were talking to me about this, and they were like, yeah, I understand that. That makes sense. Like, yeah, huh, that's good. It's just like, really, I think it's despicable. I think it's a complete violation and a betrayal of the entire democratic process. Because you know that the people don't want your policies. You know that if you were honest about your policies, nobody would vote for them. So what do? You conceal the reality of your policies. You claim it's something that people will vote for. Then once you're in office, once you have the power, once they've fallen for your con, then you do what you really intend. They do it out in the open now. The Biden administration knows that socialism is still, despite all of the media's pushing for it, not popular in America. So he knows if he were to come out and say, yeah, we're implementing socialism and we're going to basically create a society where everybody is a government dependent from the moment they're born till the moment that they die by implementing, you know, free preschool and free medical care and just, you know, all of the things that sound so nice, but Americans know they come with a leash, right? Oh, it's free, but put the collar on, right? So we don't want that. So what do? They're just like, yeah, we're just going to call it infrastructure. So then if you vote against it, we're going to say you don't like roads. It's your fault the bridges are collapsing. This is what they do, and it's what David Chipman is doing. He knows that if he were to get up there and go, yeah, we're going to go door to door and confiscate guns, and if you resist, we will kill you. That's what happens. That's what happens with the red flag laws. I can show you 10 reports right now. Some guy, never broken a law, never had anything go wrong in his life. He's got a gun. His ex-wife gets mad and says he shouldn't have a gun. I think he's a danger. The cops show up. He doesn't want to give his gun. They shoot him dead. That's what happens. That's what happens with the red flag laws. That's what David Chipman intends to do, even without anybody accusing you of anything. They have a record that you may have once owned an AR-15. You better cough it up. You better find it. You better hand it over. And if you refuse, well, check out Waco. We'll burn you to death and we'll celebrate it 20 years later. That's what they're telling you. Now, they know that that's not popular with the American people. So they can't just say that because they're dishonest, because they're weasels, because they're liars, because their very existence is a threat to democracy. Because under democracy, people have to know what they're voting for. And if you're lying to them and telling them one thing, knowing full well that you intend on implementing something that they would never vote for, you're kind of a traitor. You try to take Americans' guns, yeah, you're definitely a traitor. And if you look like that, you might be a cartoon character. All I have to say to Dave Chipman, come and take it.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, You can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around what this could possibly mean. Let me just do a little, let's be like a little mini dispatch update. I'll just read some headlines, some information that came out this morning that you're going to want to hear from a variety of different sources. It is amazing. Just the irony of some of this stuff. Twitter urges Indian government to respect freedom of expression. Okay. Twitter on Thursday said it was worried about the safety of its staff in India and called for the government to respect freedom of expression days after Indian police visited its office in New Delhi over labeling of a tweet by a governing party spokesperson as manipulated media. Twitter's been involved in a tense battle with the Indian government, which has often asked it to restrict content alleging Prime Minister Modi's administration is trying to silence criticism, including of its handle of the coronavirus pandemic. Twitter said it has, quote, concerns with regards to the use of intimidation tactics by police and the potential threat to freedom of expression for the people we serve. Like, how do you even wrap your mind around this? So you have a tweet by a governing party spokesman about, I think, about COVID-19. Twitter censors this or labels it manipulated media. So then Indian police go and raid the Twitter headquarters, but nobody's at the Twitter headquarters. And it does seem like it was just sort of an intimidation tactic. But then Twitter comes out saying this is a violation of free expression, but they were raiding in response to Twitter censoring somebody. So it's like, hey, you can't censor our right to censor. What? It's insane. But I love the way the police say this. They say, quote, it appears that Twitter has some information which is not known to us on the basis of which they have classified it as such. In other words, classified the post as manipulated. They're basically saying, yeah, we want to know what that information is. So in other words, the Twitter came out and said, this post is manipulated media, it's false, fact-checked, this has been debunked. So the police in India are like, all right, where's your proof? Where's your proof this is false? You must know something we don't. So we're going to come get that evidence from you. And Twitter's just like, no, freedom of expression, stop. No, we have to be able to censor whoever we want. It's just like, it's really amazing, really incredible. Bayer, who has merged with Monsanto to create just the worst company ever, is still in litigation over glyphosate in Roundup, essentially trying to spend billions of dollars to mitigate the innumerable lawsuits that claim that people get non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So. Anyway, it's just, you know, just one of these pharmaceutical companies, just another pharmaceutical company sued for knowing that they had cancer-causing ingredients in their products and still sold it to the American people. Hey, but take the shot and don't ask questions, okay? Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the police chief unveil a new foot pursuit policy for the police, and I cannot wrap my mind around this. It's very strange. They say, under the new policy, foot pursuits will be considered appropriate only when an officer has probable cause for an arrest or believes a suspect is committing or about to commit a crime. Officers will be discouraged from foot pursuits if the issue at hand is a minor traffic offense or a criminal offense less than a Class A misdemeanor, provided the person does not pose an obvious threat to the community. So, folks, this is great news for the Chicago area, guys. Speed all you want. Blow through stop signs. Run red lights. Drive on the sidewalk, why don't you? If you get pulled over, just get out and run away. They will literally not be allowed to chase you. They can't chase you anymore. Just get out and run away. And you're scot-free. It's not even illegal anymore. It's incredible. They say officers must be in continual communication with the subject and position themselves in such a way to reduce the opportunity for a foot chase. Just cover your ears and run, folks. You're scot-free.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with destroyer free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The baby pod. The baby pod, the small plastic egg you can grow your own baby in your living room. There's a microphone to speak to the fetus. The product is just an idea at this stage. It was thought up by students at Project Design Arnhem. But is it possible, they ask? Well, yes, sort of. See, healthy lambs have already been delivered from a bio bag. The bio bags have never been tested with humans that we know of. But technology is advancing, so it's only a matter of time. Pods like this could replace surrogacy in the future. It's a brave new world, ladies and gentlemen. Literally. Like, brave new world. Like, clones. Like, baby, your baby will be a clone. Humanity will be bastardized beyond the point of no return. Isn't that incredible? A pod where you can grow your baby. Is there anything less human than that? Is there anything as unnatural, sterilized, bizarre, that they're now trying to, hey, guys, just, you know, own nothing, live in a box, grow your baby in a pod, eat bugs. That's the world the globalists have planned for us. Aren't you excited for that? You have to be. You'll be eliminated. Be excited for it. Love this. Just incredible. Babies in pods, folks. That's what we can look forward to, you know. Yeah, we could be going to the moon. We could be going to Mars. Could be building great things. No, no, babies in pods. Babies in pods. That's what they are preparing us for. That's what they're advertising. That's what they're trying to make seem cool. It makes sense, having just witnessed my wife give birth 3 months ago. It was a awe-inspiring experience. It was a spiritual cataclysm. It was a messy, violent, chaotic, mildly terrifying ordeal that was anything but robotic and sterile and systematic, algorithmic. It was natural and wonderful. It's just, I mean, this is the divide. This is the divide that America and the world really needs to understand that we're in right now. I mean, the crew's playing clips from The Matrix, you know, because obviously they had clones and babies in pods. But this is really the plot for most great, epic, especially fantasy sort of stories. Now, what is the real conflict in The Matrix? It's between the real world, which is dirty and grimy and tough and hard and uncomfortable and unpredictable and dangerous, but it's real. It's a reality. It's between that and the machine world, sterilized Disney World play acting. What's the conflict of Lord of the Rings? It's the realms of men, themselves sort of chaotic and wonderful and vibrant versus the mechanized, industrialized orc world, right? I mean, this is the primordial, the foundational, the emblematic struggle, science fiction, fantasy, the world. What am I talking about? The robots versus the man versus machine. That's what we're in right now. I've got two stories today that relate to this on top of the incredibly horrifying video you just saw. Babies in pods growing in your living room. Hey, and you can still go work as a temp for an advertising agency. Just keep your baby in a pod over there. Put the canister in to feed its food. Plug its tube in its nose. It's like, you're not a human anymore. Congratulations. Go to work. Go have a job. Go sit behind your desk. You're not a human anymore. You're a pod thing. You are an ant. You're an insect. That's just one of them. The other two stories I have here, as of last night, in a 48-49 vote, the Senate defeats a Brown Amendment to prohibit certain types of animal-human chimeras. 60 votes were needed for the passage. So they put an amendment in this bill saying, hey, let's ban experimental combinations of human and animal genetic material. Let's ban human-animal chimeras. Now, why this is a partisan issue is beyond me. I cannot possibly imagine. I can't possibly imagine, except that the Democrats, whether they know it or not, are in service of the machine. They are the worm tongues, the Saruman's. They are the agents, the Agent Smiths, right? They serve the machine, whether they realize it or not. Why is this a partisan issue? What is it about Republicans and Democrats that make them diverge on the topic of combining human and animal DNA? Well, it's because this is, again, this is the primordial divide. This is the epic battle for the existence of humanity. And one side is on the sides of humanity, and the other side is the side of anti-human, anti-Christ, anti-nature. Like, save the earth, kill all the humans. Yeah, you're the good guys. You're the good guys. Can anybody answer me this? Why could this possibly be a partisan issue? Like, what is wrong with Democrats that you're like, hey, you know, they're trying to splice animal and human DNA together to create chimera clones. And they're like, cool. Awesome. Sounds cool, man. It's like, oh, does it? Oh, does that sound cool? You freaks, you absolute weirdos. And at the same time, we have this article from the BBC from Microsoft's president. Orwell's 1984 could happen in 2024. He says life as depicted in George Orwell's 1984 could come to pass in 2024 if lawmakers don't protect the public against artificial intelligence, Microsoft's president has warned. He said it'll be difficult to catch up with the rapidly advancing technology. The program explores China's increasing use of AI to monitor its citizens. Critics fear the state's dominance in this area could threaten democracy. He says, if we don't enact laws that will protect the public in the future, we're going to find that technology racing ahead is going to be very difficult to catch up. He said, I'm constantly reminded of George Orwell's lessons in his book 1984. You know the fundamental story about how a government who could see everything that anyone did and hear and everyone said all the time. Well, that didn't come to pass in 1984, but if we're not careful, it will come to pass in 2024. Slash is already happening now, I would add. But essentially what a lot of these people are saying, like Eric Schmidt, says we must beat China in AI. He said we're in a geopolitical strategic conflict with China. The way to win is to marshal our resources together and have national strategies for democracies to win in AI. In other words, this is Boromir saying, no, we can use the ring. Now, that's incredible power. Let's use the ring. Here's an idea. Let's take a firm stance on the side of humans. Let's say we're not going to try to use AI and gene editing techniques and cloning and splicing chimeras. How about we say those are the things that we stand up against, and we're going to prove that humanity is stronger than this anti-human technological nightmare you're trying to win with.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermobile Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true Alpha Male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supermel Vitality is back in stock 50% off. The ProstaGuard is back 40% off. The Alpha Power is back 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking over the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales. I share with you, the viewers and listeners,
the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supernova Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeats, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I got some more news to cover here. Some more videos to show you. Gerald Celente will be joining me in the third hour. All right, I'm going to talk about Mackenzie Kelly in the next segment, I believe. City Councilwoman for Austin that has been making some national news because of the threats that she's under by her enemies. We'll cover that in the next segment. I'm still just laughing at this Lori Lightfoot policy about foot chases by police. You know, the original proposal for this change in their policy about foot pursuits, originally it was that they would have to get permission to pursue somebody on foot. Like, you'd have to radio back in for permission. You can just imagine that, right? You can just imagine how well that would go. Just like, I got a suspect running. I'd like to chase him, please. They're just like, what's your location? Mulberry and Oak Street. All right, northbound. Yep, northbound. All right, you're up permission. All right, well, he's gone now, so thank you. It's just like so, yeah, now you know, folks, if you're in Chicago, just a light jog and you're home free. They can't pursue you. Like, you're not an immediate threat. Just give a little jog away. Just be like, darn it. He's gone. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chicago's going to, they're going to get a lot safer now. I mean, they had, what, 50 murders last weekend or 50 shootings last weekend? Now, I expect that number to drop significantly now they've gotten rid of this foot patrol policy. Just amazing. CNN has lost 70% of their viewers since Trump left office. 70%. That means 70% of CNN's viewers still have no idea what's going on. Before, they thought they did, and they would be angry because of the lies that were told to them. Now they just don't care. There's like, whew, they stopped fear-mongering at me, so I don't have to pay attention anymore. Like, everything going on that we're like shocked about, that we're like, why is this not infuriating more people? They stopped listening. They don't care anymore. They thought they were getting updates on Orange Hitler every day. They're part of the resistance. Now it's just like this decrepit old hologram in office, and the world's collapsing around them. They're just like, "Woo, we did it. We saved the nation. Well done." A former Seattle police chief said the media downplayed violence at the Chaz or Chop area to make it appear more peaceful. Former Seattle police chief Carmen Best, who resigned last summer after the city council voted to cut millions of dollars from the Seattle Police Department's budget, recently acknowledged that most outside mainstream media bubble already knew that the media manipulated news coverage inside Seattle's Capitol Hill occupied protest, CHOP, to make it look less dangerous. On Jerry Ratcliffe's Reducing Crime podcast, she explained that the destructive behavior of the protester did not get the level of publicity or media attention as the officer-involved deaths of George Floyd and others received. She says, I'd read stories about the peaceful protests, and I go, well, yeah, part of it was peaceful, but I was standing 20 feet away from a hail of rocks. I was looking down at them I was looking right at them, hail down, feet from me. I was behind a telephone pole. Then you read the media and find out that they're pretty much gaslighting you, as if it never happened. Look, all I know is that, I mean, my God, you compare this to January 6th, and like even today, the name Brian Sicknick was trending on Twitter as people were calling for investigations into the January 6th commission. Brian Sicknick died a day later of a stroke that was totally unrelated. That's the coverage that it gets when it's conservatives, when it's Democrats literally just like raining rocks down on police. The media's just like, mostly peaceful. Now, I have some bad news. I have it from a fairly reliable inside source, and this was kind of my hunch anyway. The Arizona audit and all of these audits happening, I never really thought that they were going to come to much of anything because, well, let's see, when the media and the state government and the federal government and the spy agencies and everybody else wants an outcome to occur, and the only people standing up against it are like a few patriotic Americans who have jobs and kids and can't spend all their time. I never had a lot of hope for it, but I have received some word that the audit is basically completely infiltrated by the deep state and nothing will come of it. It will likely only serve to reinforce the narrative that Trump never won the whole time. And I heard that yesterday from somebody with knowledge of the situation. And then I saw Melissa Tate tweet this, breaking: anti-Trump Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, who once petitioned the court to not have a forensic audit in Georgia, now shockingly supports the forensic audit in that state. I thought, yeah, all right, makes sense. Makes sense. To me, this is almost confirmation of the rumor that I heard. Right? Raffensperger got the news like, hey, look, the forensic audit, we got it taken care of. It'll make you look really good. It'll make you look like Trump lost. Go ahead and support the forensic audit. He's like, I've changed my mind all of a sudden. Yeah, now I'm in favor of the forensic audit that I was super, super against earlier. Why am I for it now? No reason. Don't look into it. So, I'm sorry if you were holding your breath for the forensic audit. I hope that I'm wrong. You know, maybe something will come out of this. But I don't think so. I just don't think so. Melbourne COVID. Residents flee Victoria and head to Sydney ahead of imminent five-day lockdown, a mass exodus out of Melbourne, as fed-up residents flee their state and head to Sydney ahead of a new lockdown that will last for 7 days. Packed Melbournians are fleeing Victoria in droves ahead of an imminent new lockdown during the state's growing COVID outbreak. That's right, folks. 26 people have COVID, and they are now locking down the entire state of Victoria again. A Victorian man called a radio show while driving out of Victoria on Thursday morning, declaring, quote, "We're definitely going into lockdown. We're heading off to Sydney now in the car. We're just going to go straight right through. No stop. I just want to get to Sydney." They're just fleeing their government. They're fleeing their government. Like, do people not understand what's going on here? Do people not get it? Like, they're locking down entire cities and people are fleeing to other cities to escape the lockdown. You don't think they're going to lock down that city too? You don't think they'll lock down the whole country? You don't think they'll put up checkpoints to make sure that you stay in the city that you're supposed to be locked down in? You have opened Pandora's box. You have let the loop be put about your neck. They are going to continue to tighten it until you stop struggling. You shouldn't have let them put the loop on your neck. You should have resisted when you could. Nah, it's just a little bit of a lockdown here. Yeah, we'll just lock down for a day or two. No big deal. Cut to 2 years later. It's just like, oh, you're fleeing the city, are you? Think you can flee from us, do you? Yeah, you never should have let them in the first place. This is why we have things like human rights that are inviolable, not able to be violated. Doesn't matter what your excuse is, because now they've got all the excuse they need. Is it political? Is it medical? Does it matter? Stay at home or you'll be arrested.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Thazo, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points, and it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it. Ha-ha! I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ and CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off DNA Force Plus.
I'm not going to say this five times in a row to be obnoxious. I'm saying it because it's the key to victory over these criminals. Last week, the arch globalist Fauci admitted that roughly half of the CDC's top brass and workers, medical doctors, scientists, nurses, you name it, have taken the so-called COVID-19 Frankenshot. I'm going to say it the second time. Around half of the doctors at the CDC and NIH refused to take the Frankenshots. They don't trust it. You shouldn't trust it. The vaccines have been banned in most countries around the world. This is an attack on the American people and the people of the world. This is an absolute red flag smoking gun. Again, let me say it two more times. Around half the individuals that work at the NIH and CDC, the medical staff, refuse to take the vaccines. That's right. The doctors, nurses, and scientists do not trust the so-called vaccine, and you shouldn't either. You should warn everyone you know about the truth. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So if you are an info warrior, if you are awakened to the threat of globalist domination that we here at InfoWars have been warning of and been continuously proven right about over the last several years, I really hope that you do your part and go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us carry on this fight. Right now it's the Memorial Day Mega Sale with massive discounts, 40 to 50% off our top-selling products, InfoWarsStore.com. And I hope you've done that. You know, thank you for keeping us on the air, for keeping us fighting this fight. If you haven't done it, I hope that you do. I hope at the very least you share the links and share this information and get the word out and let people know and be that pushback against the mainstream narrative that lies to everyone and tells everybody that InfoWars is some big, bad, scary place where a bunch of evil, white nationalist, anti-Semitic monsters live. Just tell them. Let them know. No, these guys are all about human freedom. We literally do not care what race, color, or creed you are. We want everybody all around the world to be able to live their lives of their own choosing, by their own design, and achieve their own potential. Just let them know. Spread the word. Spread the links. At the very least, we really appreciate when you do that. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com to really support us and help keep the gas in our tank as we move this convoy ever towards the ultimate conclusion of this little farce called humanity. But if you're not an InfoWarrior, if you've somehow stumbled upon this stream or upon this video, despite believing things that the media tells you, the government believes, because I think about this when I do this show, I think in the back of my mind, you know, what if my really liberal, what if my socialist friends were watching this right now? You know, is what I'm saying, would they be able to argue it? And if so, how can I counter that in my dissertation here? So if you're not an InfoWarrior and you're pretty sure that we just make things up and that the mainstream media is, and the government are full of very good people doing their best to help you, I have a very simple message for you. You're dumb. You're being played for a fool. Using very, very simple, obtuse, yet surprisingly effective psychological triggers that have been implanted without your permission into your mind, and they're activated to control you. Okay? You need to be aware of this. They are laughing at you. I want you to know the people that you will look up to, that you think are like, they laugh at you behind the scenes. They're like, man, we really want to put forward all this stuff. You know, we really want domination. We really want control of everybody. We really want to implement all of these things that the American people don't want. The filibuster's in the way. How do we get rid of the filibuster? Just tell the idiots that it's racist. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, of course. Why didn't I think of that? Yeah, the filibuster, that's racist. And then all you dummies go, oh, yeah, yeah, it is racist. Let's get rid of it. It's like the single most effective tool in the Democratic toolkit for minority representation. The filibuster. That's racist now. Okay. All right. Now, that's the psychological trigger that you, like a dog, like a trained Pavlovian hound, have been programmed to respond to negatively without consideration. See, they use your emotions to override your intelligence. That's why you don't understand why this is or how this is happening. You have an emotional response, whether that emotional response is fear-based, as they've used in COVID, or some sort of incoherent, pride in your own goodness, like some sort of like self-obsession that you have where like you have to be better than everybody else. Whatever it is, they've programmed it into you and are controlling you rather effectively. And here's a wonderful example of this. And just how bonkers all this is. Sarah Haynes, who I guess is a host on The View, says that Trump's racist tropes, quote, buried the message that COVID-19 could have come from a lab. So do you understand what happened here? Trump said, hey, this came from China. You said, hey, that's racist. Then later it's like, no, it really came from China and it looks like it may have come from a lab. And then you go, man, if only Trump wasn't such a racist, maybe we would have known about this. To reiterate, my very simple message for you, non-InfoWarriors, you're dumb. And easily controlled. And they use this word racism like a bell making a dog drool before it gets its dinner. You are a dog. You have been trained. You don't even know it. How amazing is that? Trump's racist tropes buried the message that COVID-19 could have come from a laugh. It's just like what I was talking about yesterday with the rhetorical device of Republicans seize on something. It's like Republicans have an issue. Republicans say something. That comes true. Republicans go, see, we told you. And then it's like Republicans seize on this tragedy for their own political gain. It's like, no, we were just right about this. We were right about China. We were right about the Wuhan lab. Now that it's coming out, they're blaming their reaction to us saying that on why we didn't know this before. I mean, my God. Can you get more convoluted and just mentally bonkers than that? I don't know if you can. Then this woman whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but I think she's a writer at New York Times covering the coronavirus beat. She says yesterday, someday we will stop talking about the lab theory and maybe even just admit its racist roots. But alas, that day is not here. They're still going with it. They're still going with it. So you can be prepared for one of two outcomes of this. One will be, yes, it did come from the lab, but that's not actually a bad thing. And like, calm down. It's not that big of a deal. Like, who really cares? Like, that's fine. Like, they're going to admit it and then claim that it's actually not. They might even say it's a good thing. Like, yeah, you know, it did come from a lab. And frankly, we should thank the Chinese for letting it out of the lab. That's the way most conspiracy theory cycles turn. That's crazy for you believing that. There's no way. Okay, maybe there's a little bit to that, but there's no way it's as bad as you say. Okay, it is as bad as you say, but actually it's a good thing, and resisting it makes you a crazy conspiracy theorist. That's the cycle of conspiracy. Or it'll come out that it's a lab leak, that it did come from Wuhan lab, that it was funded by Fauci, that it was the Chinese government that covered up the leak, that covered up the release that caused the worldwide pandemic. This will all come out, and then in like 2 or 3 years, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, that lab leak thing, that was racist. And they'll just act like all of this revelation never happened. They're still calling Donald Trump a Russian agent. You understand that facts don't matter, like the results don't matter. Yeah, let's get Robert Mueller. He'll investigate for 2 years. He'll investigate the source of the Wuhan lab. He'll come conclusively, 100% it came from the Wuhan lab. And 3 years from now, they'll still be calling the lab release theory racist. That's just how dumb and controlled they are. Tim Carney says, this tweet literally proves everything every conservative has been saying about the media. It's like an over-the-top movie scene reveal where the bad guy just comes out and admits their evil plot. That's literally exactly what it is. It's amazing. Just incredible. I'm going to cover this story on the other side. The most vaccinated area in the world has a spike of coronavirus. Isn't that interesting? We'll see all the details and everything on the other side. In the third hour, I'll be joined by Gerald Celente, and we'll be talking about all sorts of stuff. Very excited to hear what he thinks about this $6 trillion budget proposal from Joe Biden. I've been saving this story since the Daily Dispatch. We're going to cover that with Gerald Celente. I'm still going to cover Mackenzie Kelly and what's going on here in Austin on the other side as well, folks. Support everything we do here. Please do go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's a Memorial Day mega sale. Hey, by the way, tomorrow is the Trucker Call-In Show. I won't be here, but Rob Gould will be sitting in. So any truckers out there, tomorrow will be your day to shine.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of the supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products, which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Vaso Beach, they're all back in stock. As much as 50% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal. I'll be joined by Gerald Clinton in the next hour. This hour, I still have some more stories to cover and some videos to show you. Pretty amazing story from MSN. Seychelles COVID mystery pit anti-vaxxers against scientists. Seychelles, a palm-fringed archipelago in the Indian Ocean with fewer than 100,000 inhabitants, is a country few could pinpoint on a map, but it suddenly became internet famous as the most vaccinated nation on Earth, with 64% of the population having received the requisite two shots. Yet to the surprise of virologists and the dismay of the government, which had been counting on the immunization drive to reopen the tourism-dependent economy, well, the infection rate has been ticking up. As of May 13, a third of the active cases, about 900 in all, were among residents who'd been fully vaccinated. Is making scientists scratch their head, wondering what's going on here. Has herd immunity not been reached? Are there more infectious variants coming in, or is there something else going on? But that's very interesting. The most vaccinated nation in the world is spiking in COVID cases, with a third of them amongst people who were fully vaccinated. Take for that what you will. Now, Austin, Texas has been in the news quite a bit recently because of the homeless problem that was caused directly, 100%, without debate, without any doubt whatsoever, by the policies of the Democratic City Council and Mayor, to allow the homeless to sleep everywhere. This has caused a massive influx of transient people into Austin to take advantage of this, and it has made very many public places unsafe, unlivable, filled with drugs, crime, filth, disease, and trash, literal trash. Now, one person, perhaps the only person in the Austin City Council that's actually been standing up for this, is a woman by the name of Mackenzie Kelly, who I'm very proud to say I made her video for her, her campaign video. Now, it was her word. She wrote it. It was her idea. But I helped edit it and film it and record the audio and everything. And they made a big deal out of this. Austin Chronicle writing articles. Why was Mackenzie Kelly's video made by InfoWars and this anti-Semitic, racist, homophobic guy? I mean, they literally called me every name in the book in an attempt to smear her and attempt to stop her from being elected because they were, well, they were scared. They were scared because she was getting momentum. And the video, in some part, helped her get that. Again, I'm not taking credit. It was all her. She was great. She probably would have won anyway, but the only reason I'm pointing it out is because she's been having a major effect in Austin. I feel like this is the type of stuff that you can achieve if you get involved at the local level. City Council candidate tapped InfoWars contributor to make a campaign video. Actually, I offered. I volunteered. And had nothing to do with InfoWars. It was me. But without her, there'd be nobody on City Council advocating against the dictates of these weird socialists. I mean, this is the amazing thing. We voted. The Austin people voted. There was a plebiscite. There was a poll. There was a election day. Everybody went. They voted on Prop B. We said we do not want homeless camps all over our city. It has been decided. Then the homeless people started to protest this. What are you protesting? We had the vote. There's your answer. They're literally demanding that the government reject the results of the plebiscite that they held. It's outrageous. This is happening all over the country. $2,600 per month per tent for the homeless in Los Angeles, government funded. You read that correctly. $2,600 per month per tent that the government is spending. You can get a four-bedroom apartment in downtown Austin for that amount of money. They're spending it on tents. Because you see, it's just like all of their other crap, right? All of the other things that they do, they all sort of fall on the same line as this, right? They're like, wow, crime is way up. Let's defund the police. Okay. Wow, homelessness is getting really bad. Let's subsidize the homeless. Everything they do just causes whatever problem they're trying to solve to explode, to just completely get worse in every possible way, time and time again. I literally, it's like you have a fire and somebody's like, hey, put that fire out. And you're like, all right, great. And you grab the gasoline, you throw it on. It's like, and it blows up bigger. And you're like, ah, we need more gasoline. The hell are you doing? They're literally throwing gasoline on a fire here. D.C. mayor makes pitch for more funding, $400 million for 2,700 affordable homes by 2023. Do the math, that comes out to a little less than $150,000 per home. Real affordable. Just slightly more than a tent in Los Angeles, I guess. But again, they'll portray this as, oh, we're fighting homelessness. We're fighting people who don't have homes. We're trying to help them. What they're doing is codifying this population into perpetuity. They are guaranteeing that this population of homeless people not only remains the size it is, gets bigger, and has less of a chance of actually getting back into society and back into homes and back into a job. They're subsidizing their lifestyle, the taxes that it costs to bring about these subsidies means that people are making less money themselves, which makes it harder for them to afford a house. I mean, I've talked about it before. Family members I have, two well-paying jobs with a young kid, can't buy a house, cannot afford a house in Austin. In Austin, there was a real estate listing I saw today of a neighborhood, not even that far into central Austin. The lowest price was $100,000 over asking. Okay? Completely unaffordable. Completely undoable. It was okay for me because I bought my house about 5 years ago and my value has doubled in that time. So, not complaining about that. I am complaining about the fact that regular Austinites are being priced out of the market by Californians moving in. It is a severely dysfunctional society when young families with well-paying, well-established jobs cannot afford a house. And it's the Californication. I mean, the California model is the model for the whole world. You're going to have two populations. You're going to have one population that is extremely wealthy, that was born into wealth, and that will remain wealthy, and that live in gated communities with private security. I mean, just look at South Africa. I mean, this is the way they do it there, right? South Africa, every home is surrounded by a tall wall. A lot of them have barbed wire. They all have security fences. They have private security. Travel with them everywhere. That'll be one side. That'll be a very small percentage of the population. The vast majority of everybody else will be incapable of even purchasing their own home. They'll be constantly renting apartments or they'll be living on the street. It's the California model. It's massive inequality. It's caused by these types of policies right here. The massive taxation that only big corporations can avoid, that only the uber rich can actually make money while under these tax burdens. So you're going to have a bifurcated population with one side super rich, always will be rich, will continue to be rich. They'll get some pointless job, then get a nepotist or some pointless degree, and they get a nepotistic job and be guaranteed, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars every single year. And they'll just that'll be their life. And then the other side is just endless stretches of homeless tents as people live off the largesse of the productive people. I mean, this is the world that they're creating 100%. And now Mackenzie Kelly is standing up against it. We'll save it for the first five of the next hour. So in the first 5 minutes of the next hour, we'll show you Mackenzie Kelly's appearance on Fox and Friends and also on Fox 7 Austin. So she's not only getting local attention for this, but national attention as well, as the homeless people who are now protesting against, you know, the results of the election. And, you know, they're not protesting the election, right? They're not protesting saying, hey, this election wasn't fair. It was rigged or there was fraud that we saw. Like, that's what's happening in Arizona and elsewhere. Legitimate concerns about election integrity there. No, they're protesting the results of the election. They're like, yeah, everybody voted. They voted for this, but we don't want that, so we're going to protest. Shut up. Go away. We don't want you. We voted. Everybody agrees.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Champions made of. Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Mackenzie Kelly sometimes requires the assistance of security guards.
You can film me all you want to me. Yeah, I caught her up.
Kelly provided Fox 7 video of the harassment that she has received from one of the homeless individuals camped out at City Hall.
The solution is housing. You're having to stop being passed.
The harassment has also happened at lunch meetings.
I'll talk to you if you'd like to talk.
And at the end of the day, Kelly is targeted because of her support for Prop B, which reinstated the city camping ban in public places.
I wanted to try to understand their perspective, and they refused to try and give me any information as to why they were upset. They didn't want to talk.
When Kelly posted her encounters on social media, Interim Police Chief Joseph Jacon suggested she file a complaint. Wednesday, we did see some state troopers at City Hall speaking with some of the City Hall campers.
It's frustrating that APD won't move these people until August.
Adding to Kelly's concern is the revelation that the group camped around City Hall has now set up their own security team. I tried to speak to one member who was on patrol Wednesday morning.
Not supposed to be doing any interviews.
You're not? Okay. No. Anybody else on the team that's out?
No.
Off camera, I was told by another security team member that most are armed with knives, pipes, or with sticks. We saw a few of the weapons, but it's also important to note that carrying a long knife in public is not illegal in Texas. I was also told that the person who is harassing Councilmember Kelly and others who say that they are preparing to fight off any police action do not speak for the entire group. That provides little comfort to Kelly, who says some of the harassment has taken place in front of her daughter.
If I don't feel safe at City Hall and I don't feel that it's safe for my daughter, other people feel that way too. And I hear from people every single day in the city of Austin that they do not feel safe regarding what's going on in the community. I was hoping to find out what their point of view was. One of the great things about living in this country is that we have a diversity of thought and we can all learn from one another. But clearly, that individual specifically did not want to do that.
Yeah, how worrisome is it to you that these individuals have established an armed camp, an armed security force to more or less defend their camp? Because if recent events are any indication, like in Portland and in Seattle, this doesn't end well.
Exactly. And that is my main concern, not just for my safety, but for the safety of everyone who walks around City Hall, in and around downtown. We have a beautiful city and people used to come here in droves to visit. However, this is unacceptable.
Here are some of your fellow Austin residents talking to our own Lawrence Jones about this issue. Take a listen.
You have people that are assaulted, people who are robbed. We've had home invasions. It started with box cutters as a weapon. Now we joke that we're the machete capital of Texas.
The city of Austin lets them do whatever they want.
We, as a people and as citizens, are left to fend for ourselves.
Right now, Mackenzie, this is a battle between the camping ban versus free speech. At least that's the way it's being portrayed as you look more at the video of our own Lawrence Jones touring the scene there in Austin, Texas. But how long can this whole situation go on before somebody or multiple people get really seriously hurt or worse?
Hopefully.
hopefully it ends soon. I've been told by the city manager that the free speech zone will not go away until August 8th. My problem with that is that this has happened before. During the Occupy movement 10 years ago, our city council ensured that there was no overnight camping on the property. My biggest concern here is for safety. These people are armed with machetes. They have metal pipes. They have sticks, walkie-talkies, and they're wearing bulletproof vests. They've not only harassed me, but I've had city staff come into my office over the last several days thanking me for speaking out about it because they're experiencing the same thing.
And they're probably too scared to speak out because of how our society treats individuals who do speak out. We appreciate your bravery. Mackenzie Kelly, Councilwoman, thank you so much.
Incredible stuff. I mean, just to imagine, there are armed patrols of homeless people circling the city hall of Austin, Texas. And we're just okay with this? This is just all right? I didn't realize. Maybe I'll do my own armed patrol. Maybe we'll create our own little force. We'll do our own little Chaz. Yeah, see how fast that gets shut down. It's all about politics.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Thazo-V, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it posts the InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. My guest this hour is Gerald Celente. If you're a regular viewer of this program or any Infowars program, you know him well. He's the founder and director of Trends Research Institute. He's the publisher of the weekly Trends Journal magazine. He's the author of the highly acclaimed best-selling books Trend Tracking and Trends 2000. The website is trendsjournal.com, and his Twitter is at Gerald Celente. Very happy to have him on today. A lot to talk about, Gerald. Thank you so much for coming on, first of all.
Oh, I love being on with you, Harrison. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's quite a day for you to be on because we have obviously what's going on with cryptocurrency, which I'd love to get your take on. I know you have a couple of great articles on Trends Journal about that. But today, Joe Biden released this proposal for a $6 trillion budget, which will be the highest level of federal spending since World War II. What are your thoughts on this, Mr. Celente?
My thoughts are, what a bunch of ignorant, stupid people running our government and in state after state and basically country after country. And this is just another example. You know, just to make this clear, when you talk about the numbers and Biden, this guy's never worked a day in his life.
Right.
And that's what most politicians, they've been sucking off the public tit their whole lives. So they really have no understanding of dollars and cents. The only thing they're interested in is what they call taxes so that they don't have to work. I mean, since he's 30 years old, he's been sucking off the public tit.
Yeah.
So when you look at most of them, that's all they've ever done. So they make up this crap and they shove it down our throats and we the little people pay for it. So here's the deal. They're doing this to artificially stimulate the economy. And they can do it as long as interest rates stay near zero, which they are now. When I was a young guy, they had this thing. I mean, this may shock a lot of people. They had a thing called savings accounts. So when you put your money in the bank, you would get interest on that money, and then they retire to Florida.
Right.
You know, now you get put your money in the bank, and the banksters don't give you a penny, but yet they use that money to send it out to the gamblers so they could gamble for free.
Right.
It goes back to the whole scheme because all this is connected. So now they're borrowing all this money. What do you have, a $28 trillion debt level now in the United States? And the banksters that imbeciles and morons call the Federal Reserve, as everybody listening to InfoWars know, there is Federal is Federal Express.
Right.
They use that language to BS everybody. They're private banksters. So now they have zero and negative interest rate policy. And in Europe, Japan, United States, in Europe and Japan, they're negative interest rates. So they could pay this debt because their interest rates are so low. Now you have inflation going up. Inflation skyrocketing.
Right.
It costs $36,000 just in lumber to now build the average house. My guys went out to buy some plywood yesterday, $100 for a sheet of plywood.
Yep.
So now, going back to the $6 trillion, what's going to happen when interest rates go up? Then your debt level really explodes. And you were talking about this is the biggest borrowing since World War II. The debt to GDP ratio in the United States is also higher than it was during World War II.
Right.
Goes back to you talking about cryptos, and this is why people are going into cryptos. This is why people are going into gold, because people with a brain bigger than a pea that don't turn on to the cartoon news network, CNN, or Fox or MSNBC, that they just want to hear their message, that we're selling to an audience, when they want to know the facts are we're screwed.
Right.
And the only ones that are benefiting this are the bigs. You're going back to the cheap money, the merger and acquisition activity. Hospitals being bought up by big chains, putting small doctors out of business, just like they put Wall Street has put small businesses out of business. There were no Home Depots. There were no Staples. There were no Lowe's when I was a young guy. They could have done it back then, but they had antitrust laws that prohibited this. But these slimy, low-life scum called Repulsivekins and Democrats sold the people out. All ties together.
Yeah, so many places to go here, because I do want to cover crypto in a little bit, but just sticking on this proposal and the fact that the interest rates are so low, I mean, how long can that go on? Because I've heard through the grapevines, people that apparently know about this stuff say, yeah, they're waiting, and then maybe in 2 or 3 years, that interest rate is going to skyrocket sort of out of nowhere. Are you expecting that to happen? Are you expecting this 0% or negative interest rate to continue for a while? And what happens if it does jump?
It can't. It's going to jump sooner than people think.
Right.
Go back to the Trump administration. Look how he busted the chops of Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, to lower interest rates. This is before the COVID war started, because they know that you need the cheap money to artificially inflate the equity markets and the economy.
Mm.
This is before this happened. And they lowered interest rates. You go back 2018, December. And now, are they going to go up? Of course they're going to go up, because interest rates are inflation is skyrocketing. And by the way, the other slimy, low-life piece of scum, murderous crap, Slick Willie Clinton, they're the ones that rigged the interest rates, the CPI numbers, the most. So what they do, for example, we're talking about housing before I'm talking about. Housing prices went up in the last year over 17%. From April to April.
Right.
All right? That's not included in the CPI number. The reasons they're artificially keeping the numbers low, and other things too, is that it keeps interest rates low, and they don't have to pay more money to we the little people of Slavelandia for our Social Security benefits.
Right.
So they're artificially depressing, and that other low-life piece of crap – that everybody loves, that Jimmy Carter. Yeah, the peanut farmer with a pair of cojones, probably smaller than a peanut. That little lying bastard, he let the banksters raise the usury rates and let them go from state to state. Before that, there was no such thing as Bank of America. It was only in California.
Right.
Every one of these slimers have sold us out. They're artificially keeping it down, the interest rates, because they know how bad inflation is. So here's the BS line spewing out of the crap of Powell's mouth. We got the tools to deal with this. What tools? Who the hell are you talking to? What am I, 6 years old? Oh, no, the tool, Salenti, is we'll rig the markets any way we want.
Right. Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, here's the, again, from this article about the Biden administration's proposal. The Biden forecasts continue to show his administration has little fear of rapid inflation breaking out across the economy, despite recent data showing a quick jump in prices as the economy reopens after a year of suppressed activity. Under the Biden team's projections, consumer prices never rise faster than 2.3%. Per year. I mean,
who the hell are they talking to? How about go shove it up your you-know-what? Who the hell do you think you're talking? I'll tell you who we're talking to. We're talking about all the moron imbeciles that vote for us. That's who we're talking about. The people that march off to the COVID war, the Bush's wars, all the wars. We're talking to the imbeciles. They'll believe any crap we shove down their throat.
It's just incredible. And you're right. It's like they're asking people not to believe what they see with their own eyes. They're saying 2.3% a year in consumer price rises when in 1 year we've seen things like lumber five times as expensive as it was last year. And they're saying, no, don't worry about that. Trust us. Just go ahead and spend 117% of the economy every single year. It'll be fine. I mean, it's just mind-blowing. We'll try to figure out if there's any way we can fight our way out of this with Gerald Celente on the other side. TrendsJournal.com is where you go to get deep into this with Gerald Celente.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like five ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for
months, Harrison,
and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of the huge sales. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products. We're coming back and getting more, and thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermold Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. My name's Harrison Smith. My guest is Gerald Celente. His website is trendsjournal.com. His Twitter is at Gerald Celente. And Trends Journal is not just a website. It is, in fact, a journal. It's a real thing. It's a magazine with a cover and everything. And the cover of this latest edition says, Unite for Freedom, Peace, and Justice Memorial Day Festival. It's one of your big hullabaloos, one of your big events you hold there in New York. Can you tell us about this Unite for Freedom, Peace, and Justice Memorial Day Festival, Gerald?
Yes, we're going to have great speakers here. Mark Crispin Miller, who's an NYU guy that they try to throw out because he said what BS all this is with the Vax war. Patricia Finn, an attorney. Is helping people fight against being forced to vax, a doctor coming up, and music, great music. We have the Smokey Hormel Band, the famous guys. One band, we have loads of music, booze, entertainment, and it's free. You come in, and I have a major announcement that I'm going to be making. And it has to do with something that you said just before the break. How do we change this? How do we restore? I was thinking of the name of your show, The American. How dare you use that word American? You're not allowed to be an American anymore.
Oh, I know.
Not in the communist state of America, but the USSA. That was one of our covers as well, the United Soviet States of America. So this is a fight for freedom. And I'm a warrior for the Prince of Peace. And I launched Occupy Peace. And if people want to know more about the rally, go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, and donate what you can, because we can't do this on our own. We don't have Soros giving us, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to spread, you know, hate and war. You know, we're spreading peace. And if we all unite, we can beat them. I estimate there are about 35 to 40% of the American public that are totally on our page. Mm. And we can beat them because the other 60% are little coward, little nothings.
Right.
Out of that 60%, lucky maybe 5% are fighters. They're just followers. So we could win this. And we're doing this, and we have a big announcement. It starts at 3 p.m. It's in the Crown Garden. You know, I own three of the most... It's on the most historic four corners in America. Mm. It's the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner.
Oh, wow.
And right over here, I could almost hit it with a rock or stone or anything, is the, where they signed the Ulster County Courthouse Kingston was the first capital of New York State. This is the third Dutch settlement. They moved it to Albany after the British burnt it down.
Right.
The Constitution that was written for the state of New York, right here, and John Jay, he was the judge over here. Over 70% of that Constitution is America's Constitution. Yeah, there it is, last year's rally.
That's amazing.
And so the seeds of democracy was sown here. And that's why I bought these buildings, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm fighting for freedom. Love it or leave it, no, you leave it.
Right.
I got these little dictators telling me what to do. No way, man. So we're fighting. And so please join the fight for freedom. And do what you can. OccupyPeace.com.
OccupyPeace.com. TrendsJournal.com. Unite for peace, freedom, and justice. Or freedom, peace, and justice. In whichever order. They're all pretty good. Pretty good things. Freedom, peace, justice. Necessary for a civilization to thrive. At the Crown Garden. At the Four Corners of Freedom. Crown and St. John Street in Kingston, New York. I wish I could be up there. Bit far for me. And heck, I might be on a no-fly list. We don't even know anymore. He uses the word American in the show title. Put him on the no-fly list. He's dangerous. But
yeah.
It should be a heck of a time. And I remember we were talking during the break, but I had you on last year after you had a 4th of July rally that was hugely successful, and they were very mad because this was in the heights of the COVID pandemic. How's your area now? Are you pretty open, and are you expecting this latest rally or this next rally this weekend to be, you know, that much bigger because people are actually not afraid to come out anymore?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, the last one, yeah, they'll be here in big numbers. It's still a little tight up here. You know, it's New York.
Yeah.
And they're not liberals. They call them liberals. Liberals are open-minded people. You look up the definition to be who you want to be and whatever you want to be. These are libtards. And right. they're little cowards. You know, oh, you should see the press, on social media, the newspapers, they all came out against me. And and we all died from the virus. So this isn't me, you know. The virus is such a killer. Again, this whole thing is a fraud. And the people that, you know, you, everybody knows the numbers.
Yeah.
The numbers are simple. The average age of, for instance, in Canada is over 80 years old. Germany, 79 years old. Italy, 81 years old. America, it's lower because we're in such terrible shape. It's about 75 years old. In New York State, almost a third of the people that died from the virus are from nursing homes. And that's because Killer Cuomo took him out of the hospital, had COVID, and put him in a nursing home.
Right.
So they infected more people. Little daddy's boy, another arrogant little daddy's boy, born on third base and thought he had a home run. An arrogant nothing like his little brother Chrissy, that if daddy wasn't Mario, nobody would know us, and we'd have to work for a living. But that's the way it is, just like you got down there in Texas. You got little Georgie Bush.
Yeah.
A little moron of an imbecile, nothing of a clown. Would he be anybody if daddy wasn't Georgie Bush before him and Prescott Bush before him?
Yeah.
Oh, you're selling all that stuff to Hitler. Yeah, that Prescott Bush. Look at that little clown. These are the people running and ruining our lives. We're uniting for freedom, peace, and justice. Get these crapsters away from us. Bring freedom back to America. That's what we're fighting for.
You know, I share that spirit, and I feel it every time you talk about this stuff, because I so agree with you. It's that sort of visceral response. Now, I'm just looking at some of these headlines. You know, I was mocking it today when they said Facebook lifts the ban on posts questioning the origin of COVID-19. Like, they're up there going, you are now allowed to think about this. You are now allowed to speak about this. Carry on. Speak about it. And it's just like, who the hell do you think you are? And I don't know. I mean, is this just a natural thing? Like, were you and I just born with this spirit that when somebody tries to tell us what to do, a little light goes off in the back of our head that says, fight this guy? I mean, is this just something we're born with, or can we somehow try to reinvigorate this spirit? Because I feel like you look back in the past, I mean, especially you look at Texas history. I mean, you tried to tell Texan settlers what to do, and you were about to get a rifle where the sun don't shine. I mean, they would not take a single ounce of crap from anybody. Now we're just all rolling over. So, I mean, is it possible that we can reinvigorate that spirit, that we can bring that back and help to inspire that in other people?
It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting breastfires of freedom in the minds of men since Samuel Adams. And it's the way you and I grew up in the other people. My father, may he rest in peace, and I'd shoot my mouth off. He'd say to me in Italian, Papagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself.
Think for yourself,
we
yeah.
We could do that.
That's exactly it was the way we were raised, and it's also a genetic component. I got some of that Sicilian in me as well, and it comes out every once in a while.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with your free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage. And I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95. That's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, Vaso Beats, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day. I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ, CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald Celente is my guest. You can find him on Twitter at Gerald Celente, and of course the website trendsjournal.com. And he has extended an invite to you all for the Unite for Freedom, Peace, and Justice Memorial Day Festival this weekend in the Crown Garden at the Four Corners of Freedom in Kingston, New York. It's at 3 p.m. on the 29th of this month, which I guess is Saturday. So yeah, this Saturday in Kingston, New York, if you are anywhere near there, be a rebel. Go have fun. You know, rebel against the system. Hang out with friends. Hug your neighbor. Listen to music. Talk about freedom. These things that used to be, you know, you think Memorial Day, these are the things you think about. Grilling out, getting together, listening to music, having a good time, honoring our fallen heroes that have given us this beautiful nation. Now all of these things are forbidden to us. So not only will you get to, you know, participate in a wonderful tradition and honor your country and, you know, experience such joy, but you're a rebel while you're doing it. Isn't it amazing, Gerald, that they literally have us scared to go outside? Still, to this day, people are still afraid to go outside. Meanwhile, people like yourself and myself will be out this weekend grilling, cooking, having a good time, hugging our neighbors. Feels good, doesn't it, to be free?
Yeah. Again, you know, none of us bought into this. You know, the cover of our magazine, the Trends Journal, back on January 28th, 2020. So the COVID war breaks out on Lunar New Year. How about Lunatic New Year? Chinese Lunatic New Year, 2020. 2 weeks later, the cover of our magazine was coronavirus, 106 dead in China.
Right.
And the next line was 1.4 billion still alive. Right. So they sold this. They closed down Hong Kong. They couldn't stop the Hong Kong protests.
Right.
On and on. And there were protests going on all over the planet, by the way. We wrote about it. There were Colombia, Peru, Algeria, Lebanon, mm-hmm. South Africa, you know, one country after another, France. There were protests going on all over the world.
Yeah.
And then the COVID war broke out, not allowed to protest anymore, India, and they locked them all down.
Yeah.
And now they're opening up again, by the way. The protests are ratcheting up again in Colombia and other places. People are protesting against poverty, crime, government corruption, and they stopped it. But now it's coming back again.
Yeah.
So this thing's going to go down big. We're heading for the greatest depression. And it's going to happen when interest rates go up. And interest rates are going to go up. When they hit 1.5%, this thing is over. You look at mortgage refinancing and new mortgages. They're already down. Mm. And interest rates only went up like, you know, a couple of, you know, tenths of a percent.
Right. You know, and you know, I was talking about this right before you got on. The idea, so, you know, several stories today about, in D.C., they're spending $400 million to make affordable homes. In L.A., they're spending $2,600 per month per tent for homeless people, which just to imagine that amount of money on a tent. But, you know, it's government money. So, of course, they're going to pay three or four times, you know, what it's worth. But in Austin, here in Austin, we're having this explosion of population, people moving in from California. I always tell the story of family members who – two very well-paying jobs, young child, they're trying to buy a house. They cannot buy a house because every house is at least $100,000 above offering. Like, that's what they're competing with, and it's people paying in cash. And so, like, what I just see is this, the Californication of Texas, where you just have the very super rich, they'll be the only ones who can afford a house, and just the permanent, perpetual, endlessly growing homeless population. I mean, this is the dichotomy that all of America is splitting into. I mean, is this happening across the country? Is Austin just particularly bad? And, just talk to me about this economic bifurcation that's happening right now.
Well, again, you know, look what happened. You know, the billionaires got $8 trillion richer
during
the COVID war. Look at the mergers and acquisitions going on.
Right.
You know, all the small businesses, 90,000 restaurants were put out of business last year, according to the Restaurant Association.
Incredible.
You know, no, so the bigs are getting bigger and the homeless population is going to keep growing larger. Oh, by the way, just to stay on the homeless, to show the hypocrisy of the whole COVID war.
Yeah.
What do we got? Well over a half of about 500, 600 million homeless people in America. How come the hospitals aren't filled up with homeless people dying from COVID?
I know. This never made any sense. This never made any sense to me.
So just to show you the baloney of it all. But going back to this, no, this is just the beginning.
Right.
It's going to get much worse. Look at what Amazon, what they just bought MGM.
MGM for $8.45 billion they just spent on MGM. At the same time, the Senate is preparing a $10 billion bailout for Jeff Bezos' space firm. So they're spending $9 billion on MGM, and they're getting $10 billion of taxpayers' money to fool around in space.
Yeah. So that's incredible. What's going on. Look at the jobs. I mean, look at the jobs that they're creating. Stacking boxes? I mean, you know, delivering them? I mean, what kind of work is that?
Yeah.
And again, the lowlives, the Bill Clintons, the Jimmy Carters, the Richard Nixons, all of them, they sold this country out by bringing, you know, China and other countries into the World Trade Organization and getting rid of the tariffs.
Right.
So they shipped our jobs overseas. NAFTA was wonderful. We only lost about 1 million jobs, over 3.5 million jobs to China. And again, you know, so they've created this. So the homeless population is only going to explode. And everywhere. And, of course, in the warmer areas, it's going to grow even more. Look, you go down to Times Square in New York, I mean, it's filled with homeless.
Well, yeah, you might get shot. I mean, heck, it's all collapsing. But it's interesting, you mentioned the fact that, you know, the selling out to China has gone on for so long. I actually had a video on today's list I wasn't going to get to, but since you mentioned it, I think you'll enjoy this quite a bit. Here's Joe Biden sitting next to Chinese President Xi Jinping, praising how effective America has been at exporting our work and our jobs into China. It's just incredible. Clip 13, here's Joe Biden praising U.S. companies moving to China.
Listen, much has changed since my first visit here, actually to this hotel over 30 years ago with a group of, I was then a very junior United States senator, and we were the first delegation to meet with Deng Xiaoping. I brought with me the heads of, we brought with us, the senators, the heads of certain American companies, two of whom are here today, although they weren't here 30 years ago, both Caterpillar and DuPont. And there was open discussion about the possibility of American business doing business in China, which was unheard of up to that point, and the reverse as well. And I'm pleased to say over 30 years later, I look around this table at such a group of successful and powerful business leaders, both in China and America, and it gives me reason to have great optimism about the next 30 years.
There you go. You wonder what he's achieved in 30 years. That's what he's achieved, selling us out. 30 years. I'm only 31. I mean, he spent my entire lifetime selling out the American people, and he's proud of it, Gerald.
You know, there was a thing called the Battle of Seattle. Did you ever hear of that?
The World Trade Organization?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was, again, they were going to have, the China was coming to Seattle, and they were bringing him into the World Trade Organization. They were going to have a meeting there. And the 40,000, remember, this is liberal Seattle, 40,000 plus people took to the streets.
Right.
And it was a peaceful demonstration. They brought on the agents provocateurs.
Right.
Smashing windows. And that's where all the media went.
Yep.
Ignoring the fact of what it was really about. They do it all the time. And again, Bill Clinton sold us out, and so have the American companies.
Yep.
So going back to the homeless, it's only going to increase unless we change this and become a self-sustaining economy. Which, by the way, China's also doing. It's called a dual circulation. They're going to be relying less on exports and doing more business within the country.
Within the country. But, you know, within the country is an expansive term when you're bringing in Taiwan and Hong Kong and maybe even Australia now. I mean, heck, they've got some ambitious plans, and it doesn't look like America's doing anything to stop them. More with Gerald Celente on the other side. TrendsJournal.com, folks. TrendsJournal.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Fazobis, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it funds the InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha!
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Super Male Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Vazobeats, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, final segment of American Journal. Remember, you support everything that we do here on InfoWars by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the Memorial Day special on right now. Mega sale, 50% off. A lot of our really best-selling products, 40% off, even more. You get $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro and the Alexa Pure Breeze, both of those incredible filtration systems, one for air, one for water, both of them $50 off and free shipping, plus double Patriot points site-wide. And best of all, you keep myself, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, and all of our wonderful guests on air. It's InfoWarsStore.com, the mega Memorial Day sale. And with that, I go to my guest, Gerald Celente, of course, TrendsJournal.com. You should go there to not just get the latest in economic and political and all sorts of other news, but also go there to get the details on this weekend's festival he's hosting there in Kingston, New York, which promises to be a heck of a time. Now, Gerald, I like having you on because you, at least in some ways, help me understand the economy. Because in some things, I feel like I've got a good handle on stuff. When it comes to the economy, something happens in my brain that I just so often... It's because a lot of it's fake, right? Like, I know you'll tell me. It's a lot of it's just made up nonsense, so I just reject it. But here's one thing I understand, Gerald. Things I used to buy for $1 cost $2 now. I understand that. I get that. Things I like to buy are now more expensive to purchase, and that is bad. I understand that. So here was – this was actually posted by Kevin McCarthy because, you know, a swamp rat's right every once in a while. Here's the price increases that we've experienced over 12 months between April 2020 and April 2021. 1,000 feet of lumber went from $300 to $1,500. A gallon of gas went from under $2 to over $3. A ton of wheat went from $183 to $251. One ton of coal went from under $40 to $80. And a bushel of corn went from $3.43 to $6.86. This is a massive, massive change, massive inflation coming at a time where now Biden's saying that for his ridiculous, you know, overpriced anyway, budget proposal relies on inflation basically being non-existent. So I understand this is bad. Help me understand what else about it I should know.
Well, again, let's go back to the numbers. And by the way, copper, they call it Dr. Copper because copper is an indicator where things are going.
Okay.
Copper is used from everything from heavy industry to high tech.
It's a bellwether.
Right. Copper prices recently hit their all-time high. They're down a tiny bit from their all-time high. Steel, tin, one after another. So let's go back. Oil, gas. Oil prices now, a barrel of crude is touching $70 a barrel.
Right.
So now goes back to interest rates. When inflation goes up, they have to raise interest rates. They're lying about the inflation number because they don't want to freak out the money junkies that people call investors on Wall Street. The money junkies need cheap money.
Right.
The hedge funds, the private equity groups, they need cheap money to keep the scams going.
Right.
So the government knows this thing is going up. The banksters know that inflation is going to go up, and they know that they're going to be raising interest rates. They're saying that they're not going to raise interest rates till 2024. That's a load of BS.
Right.
So when interest rates go up, now it costs more to borrow money, less people are going to be buying homes, less action on Wall Street, the crash happens. The greatest depression will happen when interest rates hit 1.5% around that level. Again, you saw pressure under Trump to lower interest rates in 2018, 2 years before the COVID war.
Right.
So that's what it's about. It's about just cheap money. Now, you got all this debt, $28 trillion, and you're paying it off with low interest rates. Now, the interest rates go up, your debt burden goes way up. Now, let's bring it back to the biggest story, the decline of the dollar.
Right.
And the 20th century was the American century. The 21st century looks like it's going to be the Chinese century.
Right.
The business of America has been war, and the business of China's business.
Mm.
So the yuan, which now is only about 3% of global transactions, you're going to see that climb more and more because within the next several years, the Chinese economy is going to be the largest in the world.
Right. So what does that mean for us? I mean, are we just sitting here helpless as our money becomes worth less and less? Okay, so what do we do?
Inflation is going to go up. The value of the dollar goes down, so it takes you more dollars to buy less.
Right.
And again, you're looking at you're looking at the oil prices are very important, because if there's more conflict in the Middle East and this number jumps up, you're going to start seeing inflation really skyrocketing. And again, now why are people going into gold and cryptocurrency?
Right. That was my next question.
Because they know that. And on the cryptocurrency markets we were talking about earlier, you wanted to talk about them.
Yeah.
You know, we did a whole special report in this Trends Journal on it.
Right.
And also Gregory Manarino, he did a great article in the Trends Journal about, you know, where they're going and how he sees it going. But here's the big story. The governments are all going to go crypto, digital.
Right.
They're going to go getting rid of digital. They're going to get rid of hard currency. China, by the way, is leading the charge. We've been writing about this since they've been doing it. They're going to be the first country that goes totally digital. Now they know every penny that you spent, where you spent it, how you spent it, what you spent it on. You think they know everything about us. Now they're going to even know a lot more. And you heard Biden say, you know, when I came here 30 years ago, when I was a junior senator, he didn't put in there, and I've been sucking off the public tit ever since and haven't had a real job in my life.
Right.
30 damn years. Haven't you had enough? Anyway, going back to the cryptos, the digital, all the countries are going to go digital, and they're not going to want competition. That's what's going to kill, as I see it, the crypto market is when, and China's already banning it in different ways.
Right.
Even Mongolia's coming out and saying, we don't want you, you know, get out of here. We don't want you making these coins. So when the governments have competition, that's when they're going to kill the crypto market. And gold, if there wasn't cryptos right now, you would see gold at $3,000 an ounce and silver at $100 an ounce.
And crypto's keeping that down?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I trust silver and gold a heck of a lot more than I trust Bitcoin. I don't know if you saw this. Iran bans Bitcoin mining as its city suffers blackouts and power shortages. But then they say that they went through and confiscated 50,000 Bitcoin mining machines that were using subsidized electricity illegally. Miners consumed 95 megawatts per hour. So I'm sure they just took those, plugged them in, and started running them for themselves, right? I mean, that's, you know, like, as you point out, the government, they don't want the competition. They want the They want the gold,
Yeah, and by the way, you know, I have digital currencies as well. You know, I bought them, you know, 2017.
Right.
But I've also been buying gold and silver, and I don't give financial advice. I want to make that clear.
Right.
But to me, gold is golden. And you're going to see more and more central banks buying it up.
Yeah, and I know China is working on creating their own crypto and getting rid of others. And, I mean, the fluctuation has been incredible. You point out in this special report on Trends Journal that on the 23rd of June 2020, Bitcoin was trading under $10,000 per coin. I think, what is it now, $40,000 almost? Or
almost.
It was there until it started crashing again. So insane fluctuations. I don't really understand it. It's for now, I guess, a way to conceal your financial transactions. But as you point out, it can just as easily be used to track them.
Yeah. And again, when you read that about 10,000, that's when we told it would spike when it went over 10,000. And it did.
Right.
The downside we see, we could see it going to crypto, Bitcoin going down to 26,000. If it hits that kind of point, it'll even go down further. But it's
really
a volatile market, and it moves up and down on words, and so it's risky.
Yeah. If only it had real substance, like the Federal Reserve dollar, right? Oh, wait, no, that doesn't have it either. Wow, amazing stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Gerald Celente on Twitter at Gerald Celente, website trendsjournal.com. Folks, if I were you, and I lived in the New York area, I would be shaking hands with Gerald Celente this weekend at the Freedom, Peace, and Justice Memorial Day Rally at the Crown Garden at the Four Corners of Freedom in Kingston, New York. I hope that you can be there and stand in for me. Thanks for joining us, Gerald.
Oh, thanks so much.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. TheBioPros.com. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.